former Calgary Flames defenseman, and now one of the newest Dallas Stars defensemen. Adam Pardy joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Adam, thanks for doing this. How are you, man?
Yeah, no sweat, man. I'm doing good.
Tell me about the deal. Congratulations, first of all.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a great deal, and I'm very excited to go in Dallas. You know, I always admired their team, and you know, with the contract they came at me, it's just a great opportunity, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I guess that day has got to be one of the most interesting things for a player at your point in your career. You're an unrestricted free agent. You have teams who are knocking on your doors, on your door rather. Tell us about July 1st.
Yeah, it's a little different, I gotta admit. I've never experienced before, but it was fun. My brother just got married the night before, so it was a little celebration for that. And then, you know, the next morning, I got Dallas call me with this deal, and I'm like, all right, let's go, let's do it. So there wasn't a lot of phone calls and back and forth. As soon as the opportunity came up, I jumped at it, because, like I said, you know, I've always admired it, and you know, the opportunity for me is huge there. Playing for Glenn Gulutson, who I played for in the East Coast League, you know, I obviously liked him. I like what he brings to the table, and you know, the opportunity there was something I had to jump at.
So the Stars were one of the first guys to call you?
Yeah, they were, actually. Yeah, I don't even know if they probably might have been the first. Like I said, I didn't wait around. I didn't want to. You know, I was waiting around for a couple of months for to see if anything went up in Calgary, but you know, nothing did. And you know, as soon as the opportunity came out with Dallas, like I said, I jumped at it, and you know, I'm very excited to be going there.
Dallas Stars defenseman Adam Pardy with us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. So you had that period of time between the season ending and July 1st. Were there discussions between you and Calgary?
Not really. No, there wasn't a lot going on. You know, at the end of the season, you know, I was told here in meetings that they want me back, and you know, they like what I did in the 30 games that I did play. Obviously, shoulder surgery doesn't help anything, and it's totally understandable. You know, everybody's kind of, you know, wary about taking a guy with a bad shoulder, but you know, nothing happened. And then you know, once it got close to July 1, you know, why take something? Why not wait the extra couple of days? So that's what we did. And like I said, that contract came out with Dallas. You know, it's an opportunity and it's a new challenge. And you know, I was really excited that they you know, they're taking a chance on me, and I'm really excited that they're giving me the confidence to come in and do a job.
So tell me about that shift in thinking, because I would imagine at some point during the summer prior to July 1st, you realized that coming back to Calgary probably wasn't going to happen. It's the only team and the only organization you've ever been with in the National Hockey League and in pro hockey. How long did it take to kind of start to sink in that you would be leaving the only organization that you've known?
Well, I think it kind of crept up. You know, I was in Calgary doing rehab on my shoulder, and you know, there were no talks going on. There was nothing. I knew they were trying to figure out their cap situation. Everyone knew that where the money was going to come from. There was no secret there. But you know, as it got closer and closer to July 1, and after not anything, you know, I started to realize that, you know what, you know, it's probably not going to be back here next year. And then you started thinking about, you know, where to go, you know, who's going to offer, you know, where do I see myself playing, that sort of thing. And it's kind of scary. It's tough to leave Calgary. You know, I admit I wanted to stay. I really liked the guys. I liked the town, everything it was about. And you know, and all the changes, I think it's going to be great there. It was tough to leave, but you know, once it got that far, and once I knew I was going to free agency on July 1st, you know, I knew I wasn't going to be back. And then trying to figure out where to go, and that was a little tough. You know, sometimes you think you made the wrong decision, but you know, like I said, I'm very excited about going to Dallas. I think it's a new challenge, and it's a great opportunity for me.
You said the word scary when that realization kind of started to hit you. Was it even at the time kind of exciting as well?
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. Because, you know, I say scary because, you know, I'm thinking that I've been in this organization for 6 years, and now you know, they don't want me back. So it's kind of, okay, well, who's going to want me? You know, what's going to happen here in the next, you know, 2 weeks or next 2 years? You know, it was kind of that feeling of not knowing what to expect. But at the same time, it's like, you know, I could go somewhere else and have a great 2 years, or I can, you know, kind of have a new start and, you know, kind of go a different way in my career. And, you know, you see a lot of guys that struggle with teams and they go to a new team and all of a sudden their confidence is high and, you know, they start rolling and next thing you know, they're a top player in the league. So.
Adam Partey's with us, Dallas Stars defenseman, down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. You spoke very fondly about your overall experience in Calgary and with the Flames. Take us back to your playing experience and your playing time with the Calgary Flames. How do you look back upon that?
Well, it's tough, you know, because every year I only played about 50, 60 games, especially last year was a very frustrating year. It was good. I love playing there. It's a great city to play in. There were good times when I was playing great hockey and, you know, a bit of inconsistency, especially my first year. You know, maybe played a part in why I didn't play down the stretch in my second year, and then last season with the shoulder injuries, it was very frustrating. So I guess there's a lot I can take out of it. But then there's a lot that, you know what, maybe it's time for a new start and maybe it's time to move on and, you know, go to a new team and kind of look, you know, obviously I appreciate everything that's been done for me there in Calgary and, you know, it's going to help me now move forward.
You were in and out of the lineup those first 2 years with the Calgary Flames and then it seemed as if it was going to be a little bit more in terms of a consistent role this past year. You used the word frustrating. It must have been difficult to have those two injuries that sidelined you for as long as they did.
It was. It was very frustrating. Because I came into camp feeling good, and I was feeling confident. I was feeling great about myself. I had a great camp. Earned a job on the blue line, and you know, I was feeling good. And then second game of the year, I get injured and miss the first 25 games, and then when I get back, it's like I'm starting my season in December. So it took about 10 games to really get, you know, caught up with the stride, and then I start playing well again, and I felt like I was consistent from day to day, from practices to games, everything, and I felt really good. And you know, I was on an incline, and then I popped my shoulder again, and you know, obviously doctors are talking surgery, so my season was done. So it was frustrating for it to be over, especially the way the season went with losing so many games at the start of the year and being so far out of it and then climbing ourselves back into it and, you know, just right in the middle of it and I get injured and I got to sit there and watch the rest of the season. So it was tough. And then it was the most frustrating thing is that, you know, I can't do anything about trying to get a contract next year.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're always trying to get a job. You know, it's about playing hockey, but still, you gotta look after yourself, and you need to find a contract. So it was tough, and I just didn't know what to expect for this season. That was frustrating, but you know, for Dallas to you know, come out with this, it's very, very big for me, and it's good for the confidence.
Tell me about that shoulder injury. When did you realize that this was going to be something that was likely season-ending? Because on the outside, we were kind of wondering what the status was, and we weren't very sure. But for you, when did you find out it was that serious?
I knew right away. The first time I blew it out, we were talking surgery, and I didn't want to do it. I wanted to at least give it a shot. I hadn't blown my shoulder before, so we didn't know how I would react. So we rehabbed it, and I got back playing, and, you know, Doc said it was, you know, after it popped out the second time, they said it was just a matter of time, you know, and they said if it pops out again, you got to do surgery. If not, it's going to be popping out 4 or 5 times a game, and then, you know, who knows what kind of damage you're going to do, and, you know, you might not have nothing to work with. So how do you, you know, you got to think about your career, not just the next 20 games. So I knew the second time I popped it out, I knew we were doing surgery. It was just a matter of getting over the hump of, you know, actually making that decision to do it. So that's why it took so long from the second time I did it till the time I did the surgery. I think it was about 10 days. So I really wanted to come back, but it wouldn't have been a smart decision long term.
And everything's all good with the shoulder now?
Yeah, everything's fine now, and that's a good thing. Timing was bad at the time for the season, but for this season, it's good. I mean, I've had a lot of time to take it slow, make sure I'm doing things right, and getting a strong, at not a slow pace, but and not, instead of pushing it too hard too early. So I think I'm at 5 months right now, so it's going to be fine. There's been no issues with it.
Adam Pardy with us, Dallas Stars defenseman, down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. Adam, there's no question you've talked glowingly about the opportunity that the Dallas Stars have given you with this contract. So with this contract now being signed, what are the indications from the Stars as to the expectations they have from you heading into this season?
Well, we haven't really sat down and talked about that yet. But I know, obviously everyone knows the size of the contract. So, I'm talking top 4 minutes, mm-hmm. playing in every situation, playing against top players, and really stepping up the game, and really being an impact player and being a player that they rely on, and there's nothing less to expect. I know that wasn't the case in Calgary, but like I said, this is a new start, it's a new opportunity, and it's a new challenge. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to playing under Gulletson or Gully, like I did before, and he knows me, I know him, so I kind of already know what to expect from him.
Tell me about Glenn.
Well, he's a great guy. He's one of those guys. I call him a player's coach. We got along good. When I was up and down the East Coast and AHL my first year, he was always supportive. He was always he was always honest. He always talks about having fun with the game. And that's what he's going to bring. He's going to bring fun to you got to come to the rink every day, and you got to have a smile on your face. If not, you're going to be grumpy, and you're not going to get the most out of yourself or other players. So I really liked him. I really liked him. The kind of type of coach he is and the type of person he is. I feel like he gives a lot of confidence to his players.
Two more questions for you. First of all, you said that everybody knows the size of the contract, and it is public knowledge. Does that put more pressure on your shoulders, do you feel?
No, not at all. It's just numbers. I don't think the kind of contract should inflect or should change the type of player or type of person or anything you are.
Right.
You just go with it. All it does is give me 2 years there, and they showed a lot of confidence in me with the size of it. I guess you could say that, but there's nothing different about the way I'm going to approach the game and the way I'm going to prepare for it.
And finally, there's a Newfoundland native who works with us right here, and he says, "Well, this is going to be the most popular team in Newfoundland. You've got Michael Ryder, you've got Adam Pardy on the team. Have you thought about that?"
Yeah. There's been a lot of jokes about that already. everyone's saying now they don't have to switch channels to watch the games anymore. This is pretty funny, but it's going to be fun. You never would dream of growing up, playing with your buddy and guy from the same town. So it's going to be pretty cool, and I know he's looking forward to it, and so am I. So it's going to be fun.
So you have talked to Michael?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it. We both kind of laughed because I had no idea. I thought he was going to stay in Boston, and when I signed a few hours before him, and I was like, "Oh man, okay, I'm going to Dallas." And but a couple hours later, a buddy called me, and he's like, "Well, you got a buddy coming to Dallas with you?" I was like, "What?" And he says, "Right, Ryan signed on there." I was like, "No, you got to be kidding me!" I thought he was joking around. So I call him up, and sure enough, he's like, "Yeah, I just." And for him, it came up totally random too. They just called him up, and he jumped at that opportunity. So I don't even know if he knew I was signed there either when he signed. So it was pretty funny, but it's going to be pretty cool.
You're saying that wasn't the reason why he signed there, that you'd already signed? I would have thought that would have been the reason.
No, I don't know if he knew I was signed when he signed. I don't think he knew at the time that I was already signed in Dallas.
Well, when he signed. It's certainly interesting to see you both guys land there, that's for sure.
Well, it was pretty funny, but it's pretty cool.
I really appreciate you doing this today, Adam. Good luck with the Stars, and we did appreciate all the time you gave us here with the Calgary Flames. So good luck in the new opportunity you have with Dallas. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.